Hello there again. It is Avalon.
And Edward.
And this is
Life. She was the one on cue. I was totally off.
We got to get new cue people around here. So welcome to season one, episode five. It's the echo. All right. And today, we have a fun hot topic today. Get ready. Your ears are going to burn and maybe your feet and who knows what else might burn.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a few of you ready to hit the off button, but we ask again, don't judge by the title. Just hear us out.
Absolutely. Today we are talking about the freedom of religion with politics.
So not to delve into the actual religions themselves, but what we want to do is put a discussion out there on where we stand with our church and state. We have it in our founding articles, the separation of church and state, that you have the ability to worship any way you feel that is relevant to your own life. But we want to talk about, does that belong in politics? Raise the question for you to look at and question it from your standpoint. Think about what we're saying and see if it raises the question within yourself.
And there you go. There's the whole episode.
So let me pose a question to you. We have a judicial system, separation of church and states. We've all heard of the legal battles in the past where there's the Lord's Prayer in a stone, carved in stone or written somewhere, but no other prayers of any of the other faiths.
In a courthouse?
In a courthouse. Mm-hmm. You go in and then you're asked to place your hand on the King James Version of the Bible. And a swear or affirm that you're going to tell the truth to that one God. Again, we have a separation of church and state, first, in my view. And secondly, if we have the freedom of religion, why are we saying only this one's the right one to be put into a courthouse? Or why is it even in a courthouse, as it's been questioned? What's some ideas or thoughts you have?
I think it is interesting that all of our representatives in politics have to swear on that Bible. Even the biggest office in the land has to swear on that one Bible. Often gets chosen in those positions, we find out about the religion. There's no privacy of religion with the idea that those will be taken into politics. But they're all taken into politics. Suddenly, those politicians who weren't going to church suddenly start showing up at church and shaking hands and
right.
Holding babies.
Exactly.
Just like, why does our money say, in God we trust? Right. Is that political? Or where's the money? And I mean, just that's an interesting thing. That why does that quarter say it? Why does that those dollar bills say it?
I think the biggest question I have on all of it is, do we force it down to just recognizing one? When we're supposedly the land that offers everybody that opportunity to be free. I discredit anything you say because you may be Muslim or atheist or Hindi. If we don't believe in the one book that was, again, written by man, how are we accepting if we can't even accept the basic tenet of that's your free will? We have no problem with televangelists being on the TV every weekend asking everybody for their money. For some reason, we have no problem with that. But yet, we have a problem with recognizing and allowing people of different faiths to honor their faith when they go into a courtroom to affirm that they're going to tell the truth or when they're taking office. I would rather someone affirm or take a vow on something that is truly representative of them than on something that, okay, well, sure, I'll put my hand on there. I promise.
Depending on your religion, you might refer to your supreme being in a different word or a different way, too. So even something like the public schools saying the Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under, where, again, is that separation when you're saying you must say this, whether you believe in it or not. That's part of the pledge.
Well, it's just like here we had a new president sworn in, and they're making, they, meaning the press, are making the big deal that he's our second Catholic president. I don't care. I've never voted in on anyone according to what their faith is. viewpoint is, I think we share, there should be a separation of church and
state. A true separation, right. Yes.
This is something we ask you to question for yourself. We know everybody has different viewpoints on it. I just want you to think about how it affects you, your family, your friends, your community. How does it affect everything? Well, I know we have, God is around us always. Well, that person's religious, Allah, is around them always. In Hinduism, everybody's around you always.
Yahweh, Jehovah.
Right. I mean, if we're going to be accepting, we need to be accepting. Again, the separation of a church and state. Why does the government invoke God or religion, but yet you cannot invoke God or religion on your free will?
And here's something that actually just popped in my mind of thinking of somebody who is in jail. You have preachers who are coming in to save their souls.
Mm-hmm.
There's some moral belief, some political belief, because they got put in that position because they broke the laws.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, I don't know, it's something I've never really thought about before, but now you have somebody coming in to saying, I'm now going to get myself out of my breaking of laws. I mean, I know there's some, you know, religion is morals. A lot of religions, whether we like to think of it or not, are very much base of the same.
Right.
We want to be good people. We want to be good to our neighbors. We don't want to steal or kill.
Right. We're the first ones to sit there and say that, like you're talking about, religion wants us to treat other people nicely and fairly and equally and do unto others. At the same time, when you add religion to politics, you're narrowing it down. You're narrowing down to one generic God. You're narrowing down to one accepted faith. We are a country of many faiths and of some no faiths. Where is their representation? I don't believe that anyone who walks into a courthouse should look up on the wall and see the Lord's Prayer there, and I am Islamic. First off, I'm already intimidated. Am I actually truly represented by this courthouse?
Mm-hmm.
There's intimidation factors that we need to look at as well that come out of things like this. We have people here of many faiths that live here, and like you said, on dollar bills and on money, in God we trust. Or, you know, they're bringing it up in politics. We had one woman, she was sworn in as a congresswoman, as the first Islamic. And look at the ridicule she was received. Because people question whether or not, due to the fact that she prays to a different God by name, is she true to what this country stands about? Where's that separation? We need a separation, I believe, in order not to judge people upon a faith that's dear to them.
Well, and to that note, being questioned about that faith that you were raised in, that you have chosen, not chosen, back to the whole foundation of persecution. And one of the major reasons people came to this country, to not be persecuted for your religion.
Right.
There is the hypocrisy of it in today's world.
Yes.
And we've seen the hate crimes. We've heard about the hate crimes. Why? This is part of who we are, is to be able to live in a country free of that persecution for your personal beliefs. Personal beliefs. Because how religious somebody, in the way that they live their lives, the way that they have their mannerisms, they have their rituals, in the way that people are with their rituals, how strict or how not strict they are, you don't know.
How devout.
Absolutely. You don't know those things. You're already, as well, making assumptions. I've known Jewish people who fully believe in Christ. You know, it's just, am I allowed to say those words?
You're allowed to say anything.
But, you know, nobody knows. They're going to go, oh, your last name is going to make you this religion or that religion, your first name even. That's the painful part of trying to embrace others, differences, but similarities. And as Edward always says, just think about it. Is it really that big of a deal? Are they doing anything to persecute or hurt you because you don't have the same belief?
Let's always remember, there's radicals in every aspect of life. You have a far, far, far right, far, far, far left. You have radicals in almost every religion. They're there. They're the ones that take things to the extremes. There's always a little nervousness. We lived through 9/11, you know, and I understand that due to circumstances, there was a fear level raised over a certain religion. But think about it. This same thing happened throughout all the centuries, is fear has always been raised towards one religion or another. It just repeats itself. It's a cycle. What I'm wanting everyone to question is, should we allow religion to become a factor in how politics are ran? The only thing religion should be a factor is in your own personal life. And I believe that's what you basically just said as well, is it's your own personal belief, what level you want, what religion you want, if you want a religion at all. I don't care. Question yourself is, locally, how is this affecting my friends, my town, community, my school? How is this affecting religion? Is it something that makes decisions? Because it shouldn't be. I believe that politics should be politics and religion should be religion. So where are we? Do we allow those to mix? Why should we allow those to mix? People can make up their own minds without a congressperson or a state level elected official saying that because they are X religion, why does that matter? It shouldn't have anything to do with your vote. Your vote is about setting up for the future. And your religion might not be here tomorrow. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's just, to me, there has to be a separation.
Then there should be, because one is a much more personal way of life versus the other being a way of life that affects everybody.
Right.
And being fair and being equal. You're talking about voting. It brought up another thought that I had of one time that I had stepped in church and had to never step into that church again was the being who's in charge, I won't tell you what religion, preaching out to everybody about coming this Tuesday, we have a decision to make. Why is that person telling their people how to vote right. just the same? What's in it for them?
Mm-hmm.
That's the other question. So it's not just one direction, it's the other direction as well.
Right.
I'm questioning it because I don't understand why that's even fair. If we're trying to be equal,
mm-hmm.
and in this particular place, they were saying, we don't like these people because they don't believe in the things that we believe in, so we're going to be angry about it. I don't think that's the place to be angry.
right. It's not the place to judge. Don't judge others, right? We're always told that. we're told that, everybody. Don't judge others, right? But yet we do.
Mm-hmm.
We judge others. And that's going to be another discussion we get into, I promise you. The one thing I would say we as a people need to be concerned about is not the fact that our constitutions and our laws say the freedom of a religion. What we should be worried about is if that statement wasn't in there. That we wouldn't have rights of a freedom of religion, and maybe religion would be banned completely. Or maybe it would only be one religion. Let's consider ourselves very fortunate that we do have that basic statement in there that we have a freedom of religion without persecution. Remember that, without persecution. That doesn't mean persecution just from the government. That doesn't mean persecution just from the judicial system. That's without persecution, period. It was not defined to a group. It's without persecution. So let's question again, what do we stand for? If you sit there and call yourself a Christian, if you sit there and call yourself an atheist, if you sit there and call yourself a Hindu, it always comes down to a basic couple of morals, what you discussed a while ago. Let's be good to each other. Let's be fair to each other. And let's treat others with respect and let them be who they want to be and worship the way they want to or don't want to. But it should not be influenced in our politics or our government to where it's an intimidation factor. And it looks like it narrows it down to, if you don't believe in God, you might not be treated fairly here. That's my viewpoint. I see it as a narrow slight in a sense of saying, God, 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 nothing else is mentioned. I can see where that would be offsetting and make some people of different faiths and cultures a little nervous.
Two things come to mind. One is a small town.
Mm-hmm.
In the real small towns, you know who's showing up and who's not. So back to the politics, well, do I really want them to be on my school board? Do I really want them to be somebody I'm going to vote for to represent me here? Unfairly judging somebody for their personal decisions right. or where they may or may not go. And the other one, I'll come back to you when I remember.
I believe that everything starts on a local level. And you can't get more local than yourself. I question things, and that's one of the reasons I was so intrigued with doing these episodes with Avalon, is that we were able to at least raise these kind of thoughts. As we stated in our first one, we want to give thoughts. We want to invoke thought. And change starts with each and every one of us individually. If I want to change the world, I got to start with myself. And then I try to convince Avalon.
To convince you.
But I look at how things affect me, how things affect my friend, how things affect my family. I expand from there. Locally is where it's all at. Everything starts with local, your local mayor, your council board members, your school superintendents and school board. You have to start there. And one of the things I'm asking you just to think about is, where does that line of church and state fall for you? And how does it affect those around you? Just think about it. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, absolutely. And not make quick judgment calls on people that you don't know or don't know of. One of the most fascinating things is put what you're studying aside and go, hey, what is this? Nobody's saying that you have to practice what other religions or even spirituality, what that is, but to get a sense of, okay, I can be a little more understanding and appreciative because it's not the same, but the idea is I'm seeing some of the similarities and we're all just trying to be good people.
If someone other than your faith, whatever faith you may be, you see them and you see them practicing their faith, they're devout to that faith, there's a goodness there. Respect that, just like you would want them to respect your faith. And then if one day when you wake up, some Saturday morning or Sunday or Tuesday, and you turn on the TV and you see another faith-based drive for money, don't be so quick to throw water at it, because don't forget, we've allowed one faith to do something like that for decades. I don't like it. I just turn the channel. You have that right. That's where I am.
Yep. And you can always turn the channel. You don't have to keep listening to the same narrative over and over again. There's Amen. An opportunity to understand other narratives.
So true.
Enjoy your life and see what else is out there. There might even be a better fit that'll make you happier. Who knows?
Right.
It's just questioning, and there's nothing wrong with it and nothing wrong with being happy.
So true. If you're happy with the way your faith is and you're happy with no faith, kudos. We're happy for you. Again, question how it affects everyone around you and if everybody else should have that same privilege as you. I think they should.
Right. And then that those aren't inflicted through the laws of your area onto you. But
religion should be free. Politics should be free of religion. And politics should never hinder religion.
Here is the number two, popped right back in my brain. In recent history, all the shutdowns, one of the hot topics was the government keeping people of faith away from each other. So there was another imposition on your
choice
and your personal faith-based way of living, whatever that was. That's very, very difficult, and some people have seen it being taken away from them. And again, that's something you need to question, because it was a non-separation saying, well, are you a business? Are you an entity? What are you?
Right.
But we're shutting you down. Again, in a country that is based on being able to believe what you want to believe.
And let's also don't forget there's governments that are letting sports venues open up. And there's certain areas that still won't let churches get together. I won't comment on any more than that. Again, these are thoughts for you to think about. Take it home. Start with yourself. If we've opened a mind, that's what we've done here to do, is open it to a question, just to see how it affects you and those around you.
That about wraps it up for episode 5. I want to thank you for joining us today.
And I appreciate everybody there. Thank you.
This episode has been brought to you by 1 Minute Calm. Breathe, live and love the moment you're in. Enjoy 1 Minute Calm to experience a deserved moment of peace, serenity, and mindfulness. Smile. You deserve this minute of joy. 1 Minute Calm can be found on all the major social media networks at 1 Minute Calm. Zemoff Entertainment International.